Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. While that patriotic music must mean something having to do with Memorial Day, and we want to welcome our guest, Sue Register. She is the ER with Dakota County Elks. She's also involved with the AmVets Post 10, and she works at the Veterans Home in Hastings, and she's very busy, so we're thrilled that you called in to say hi to us today. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for calling in. So first of all, how has this pandemic been for you, Sue? You see people at work. Are you still able to go to your day job at the vet's home?
Yes, we are considered essential workers through here, so we've been working every day here. And we have just a wonderful nursing staff and social working staff that's holding this together, not just for the veterans, but for us that are kind of going nuts.
Right. Well, I'm sure there's a lot of new protocols and guidelines and, how does it all work?
Well, right now, no visitors on campus, no volunteers on campus. The vets, now that the stay at home has been released, they can go out, but we prefer them wearing masks and stuff like that. So it's kind of a mixed bag here. It's been really hard. It shut down a lot of our groups coming in that do picnics and such at the home.
Right. So it makes a lot more pressure, I would assume, on the staff like you to keep everybody engaged and have activities going if you don't have any outside help.
Yep. Our recreation staff is very good about doing just a wonderful job of finding things for veterans to do. And again, our social working and nursing staff are just on top of everything.
So the pandemic, I know, is affecting everybody, but you can probably say that there aren't any cases at the Hastings Veterans Home.
As of this moment, we know of none.
We like that. That's great. So some things that are coming up that you wanted to tell us about, you also work with the Elks, the Dakota County Elks. And you know what? I still don't quite understand what the Elks are. Would you be so kind to explain it to me again?
Sure. They're a fraternal organization that their goal and their mottos are they're patriotic, and they serve the communities and veterans and youth. So those are their main focuses, and the Dakota County Elks doesn't have a Elks Lodge with, the bar and the gambling and stuff like that. We work out of the Rosemont VFW, and we just do service and donations to those in need. But we are the Elks are the ones that do Flag Day. They're the ones that established it way back when, and they're the ones that now carry it through. Every lodge is required to do a Flag Day program every year.
Oh, so tell us what it looks like this year, please.
Yes, usually we come into the home and do a kind of a private one, but this year we're going all out. I think everybody's tired of being in their houses and not having anything patriotic. Memorial Day has kind of been pushed down and it's so low-key. But this year, the Dakota County Elks and the AmVets Post 10, which are some of the vets at the Veterans Home, are going to be putting out a flag display at the corner of 18th and Vermilion. That's where the park is, right before the flour mill.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be putting out flags there and then putting out the program. This will be we're going to leave it up there for about 3 days so people can drive by it and just look and see, what it looks like. We're hoping that this project will expand in the years to come, that people can actually designate a flag and donate, so they can have someone of their family member's name on it, and they can put the flag out themselves. But this year, because nobody wants to touch anybody else's stuff, we're going to be putting out the flags and allow people to just go by and just enjoy the beauty of the American flag in that quantity.
And when will this be up, please?
Okay, we're putting it up. You'll see us working out there on the 12th. It'll be up on the 13th. Flag Day is the 14th of June, so that's a Sunday. And at 2 o'clock, we will be having a program there that if they're in their cars, and we'll have a loudspeaker, but driving by it and stuff like that, we'll also have the historic flags that the Boy Scouts will be, everybody will be socially distanced from each other, but they'll be displaying those historic flags also. So at 2 o'clock on the 14th is the program. It will be left up for the rest of the 14th, and we'll start taking it down probably, depending on rain, the night of the 15th.
So where are you getting all your flags, Sue?
We're actually lease. We have to rent them, but these are not little flags. We're talking 3x5 flags. And the Zumbrota VFW is being very kind at allowing us to use theirs. They put on a huge Memorial Day flag display that they have 350, and that's how we would love to get up to that amount in the future, you know, so we can actually have that whole area filled with American flags. Wouldn't that be just gorgeous?
It would.
Picture it in your mind.
Yes, it would.
And so they're renting them to us. And so it is our little AmVets post here at the home is for part of them, and so are the Elks.
So when you say AmVets, that means American Veterans. That's short for that.
Correct.
And who all is involved in that organization?
That is completely veterans here at the home. So they're their own commanders. So we have a new commander, Paul Jedlicka, who's the new commander this year, and Tom Fayer. Is the vice commander, and so they run their own meetings. They go out and they do service projects. They're the ones that go out for the patriotic awards. So if you get if you fly your flag right, they you can send a nomination to them, and they will actually go out and give them a certificate. So they gave out quite a few of those last year.
That
and
was
I think
fun.
You even nominated one.
I did. Is that something that's going to continue, please?
Yes, it is. So that's a great thing. And I'll give you a phone number later if people want to nominate someone. And what we do is I take them out, the vets out to that place, and we look at it, make sure it's being displayed properly. We had a couple of them that were really nice displays, but they were tattered. And so they said, nope, we can't do it because it's a tattered flag, you know.
So what would be a number that people could call if they want to nominate somebody for this award?
It would be 651-212-8812.
Is this an ongoing award? Could people start calling now?
Oh, sure. You bet. Yeah, they try to hand out at least two every month. And if none is nominated, of course, then they don't do it, but they've even driven around. We gave one, which was probably one of the coolest, two of the neatest ones experiences was, you know, the flag that's on the top of the flour mill?
Yes.
You know, up there with the light, nominated them, and someone nominated them, and we did that, and they were so excited about that. They brought the worker that started that back from retirement to accept the award.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
it was really kind of cool.
Oh, that is really cool.
Yep,
so that's going on now, and it's
yep.
It's so nominate someone that displays the American flag properly, either in their business or their home.
Correct.
What are the vets looking forward to doing? I'm sure now that some of the restrictions have been lifted, they're happy about that.
Yep, they can move about the city now. The real problem is of course, they nobody can come on campus. We were really blessed this on Saturday, and thank you guys for coming out and doing the Facebook Live, that Branchline Church came out and did a publicized it and came out with 34 cars all decorated and went around the veterans' home, and they dropped off cards and cookies for them, and that was a good experience. But they stayed in their cars, so we didn't have any worry about our vets picking up anything. But it was a great experience, and so we want to thank all those guys. And there's a bunch of our volunteers that are at our home that are members of that church. So it was fun to see them because we haven't been able to see them for a couple months.
When do you think that will change, Sue? Will you follow the guidelines if things are opened up, or will you still hold off a little bit? What are some of the things that you're doing in preparation for the opening again?
And I just talked to our administrator about that in a meeting just a little while ago, and they're just starting to begin the talks about bringing volunteers and stuff back in. So I'm not looking for any major opening of volunteers or people in the home until maybe mid-August or September.
Well, it's good to know ahead of time, isn't it?
Yep. But that does not mean that we still take donations. It just has to come through me so I can put them aside for a certain amount of time and then bring them out as as we know that they're safe.
What are some of the donations you might be looking for, Sue?
We take used clothing that's in good shape and clean. I have to stress that, clean. So men's clothing mostly. So any type of shorts and jeans and stuff like that, that's all critical. If you have good shoes, that's one of the most expensive items, and our vets really don't have the type of money to buy shoes all the time. But we also do DVDs, CDs, and in good condition, some library books. Any type of books, except for they don't like the romance ones. Most of the guys aren't really into that.
How come I think you don't probably either?
I'm not. I'm a historical fiction person, but not a, yeah, the romance one, sorry.
No Harlequin romances for you, huh?
Yeah, not this week. No.
Sue, tell us how many vets are currently at the Veterans Home in Hastings, please.
We have about 125 veterans here, but our staff is also responsible for 30 veterans at the Minneapolis DOMS dormitory there. So we go back and forth. Our staff goes back and forth to those two facilities. So that's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people. Wow, I guess I didn't realize that. And what is the age range again? Because that number is always so interesting to me.
Yep, one of our younger ones just transitioned out, which we're so excited when they win that battle and are able to go back in the community. About 40 to 90. Telling you a little bit about the importance of Flag Day here, because you know, most people don't even realize Flag Day is a holiday, and you know, it's just something that's written on your calendar. But this is an important day for us to celebrate our country in a way, you know, that, through our flag, and so that's really important to us as Elks, and to me as a veteran, that people are honoring the flag and being able to do this. It also gives the opportunity for Boy Scouts, because the Elks usually work with Boy Scouts on this. It gives them an opportunity to have a taste of patriotism and how to handle the flag and how to be around a flag and not to disrespect it.
So what are some of the things that you do? Do you learn how to fold it?
Yep, they're definitely taught how to fold it. They're definitely taught how to care for it. When we have the display out, I know that everybody's going to be screaming because it's not going to be lit. But this is a temporary display, and so it doesn't have to be lit, you know, through the night. So this is going to be up day and night. So, but the flag code is not often looked at. And so it's important that we realize that the flag is a symbol of the freedoms that people have died fighting for our freedoms. And it's important.
So the Elks really do a lot of service projects, you said. What are some of the other things coming up they're looking at doing?
Well, we do the fish fry. If anybody's ever been over to the other areas, we do a big fish fry during Lent. But we also do scholarships. There's scholarships. We do the hoop shoot. So that's coming up. That'll come up in this fall and winter. And the soccer shoot, we'll have that. That's for kids to come in and show their soccer skills, and that's great. We do donations to the shop with COPS. We're also very responsive to those veterans that are in need, and so we have donations going to veterans that are in need through, and we do use our partners like our VFW and Rosemont and to do that too. So that's an important connection that we have to our veteran population. But youth is so critical. We do scholarship. They have a scholarship essay contest that they do. And two of our winners this year got $4,000 scholarships.
Wow.
So that was kind of a cool thing. So that's anybody from Dakota County that we can, you know, if they want to participate in those next year. It's just nice to prepare for those and practice their writing skills. And if they want to contact us, they can use my phone number. It's a good group of people that just want to serve and don't want to mess around with a building.
So getting back to Memorial Day and your vets at the vets home, how will you mark the day given the fact that our big ceremony at Roadside has been canceled for this year?
Right, and we've been always so blessed because the community has included us by being one of the first stops that the firing squad and the group makes is right here at the home, and that has always been a great thing, but it won't happen this year. And so this year I have put together a video of some of what Memorial Day means to them with some background things that'll be going on Friday before it. We'll be having a barbecue out there for the veterans, and we'll have our AMVETS post lower the flag to half staff, and we'll play taps out there. So we'll have our own little ceremony, but it won't be as big as the one that normally is coming.
Well, we really appreciate you calling in today, Sue, and telling us about all the things that you are involved in that have to do with veterans, and there's lots of fun things to look forward to, especially that flag display on June 14th. That's going to be very, very moving, and we're grateful for your time today. We hope that things settle down and you can get back to whatever the new normal is for you and your veterans out at the vets home.
Yep. Thank you very much, and we want to thank the Park and Recreation people for helping us get the approval for utilizing that park. I just want to shout out to them and thank them.
Thank you so much. Sue Register, she is with the AMVETS Post 10. She works at the Veterans Home in Hastings, and she's also the ER with the Dakota County Elks. And we are grateful for her time. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.